partisan divisions and inflammatory rhetoric from the White House have put elections officials here and around the country on heightened alert for voter intimidation. But North Carolina's 15-day early voting period that ended Saturday was, for the most part, marked by civility, at the polls at least. Rusty Jacobs reports.
The mood at an Alamance County polling site in Graham on Saturday was fairly festive.
Come back if you get hungry or thirsty.
Okay, do y'all want some donuts?
It was a sunny and mild Halloween. Abbott Casillas had just cast his vote and was feeling good.
Once I got here, the wait wasn't really bad. I thought it was going to be way worse, especially being the last day.
The 35-year-old truck driver had just gotten a free snack at a table set up by Down Home North Carolina.
Thank you so much for voting.
The grassroots group advocates for working class people in rural and small town North Carolina, according to co-founder Bridget Flaherty. Dressed as a whoopee cushion, Flaherty has been handing out treats and safety kits with gloves and masks for the entire early voting period.
We have had nothing but positive interactions with the voters, and I have been very encouraged by that.
Christine Ashley was also at the Graham site on Saturday, dressed in a bright yellow T-shirt with large black letters identifying her as a vote protector volunteer. Ashley is a member of the Alamance County chapter of the NAACP. She's been checking out two early voting sites, the Graham location and one in Burlington. Her biggest concerns have been clear signs to direct voters at the polls and safe distancing due to COVID-19, a particular problem at the Graham site.
Definitely people are not maintaining a 6-foot distance. Looks like a lot of people are wearing masks, and people seem to be quite evenly tempered here, which is great.
State law allows party-appointed observers to watch polls inside the voting enclosure, but they may not campaign or interfere with voters or poll workers. Poll watchers or monitors like Christine Ashley, along with campaigners, are allowed outside a buffer zone around polling sites, but they do not have a legal status.
It's really impossible in this case to overestimate the impact that President Trump's lies about widespread voter fraud have had on the far right.
That's Cassie Miller, a researcher with the Southern Poverty Law Center. The center recently held a media briefing on concerns about voter intimidation and suppression this year. Miller said most of what militias and far-right groups have been saying on social media is hypothetical.
It's a lot of groups talking about violent fantasies, about what they might do on election day, or what might happen on election day. There are very few concrete plans, actually.
Miller said that with the help of social media, far-right groups can mobilize quickly, and she's concerned about what could happen if the Trump campaign makes claims on or after election day of ballot fraud or counting irregularities. It didn't help that during the first presidential debate, President Donald Trump told far-right groups like the Proud Boys to
stand back and stand by, but I'll tell you what.
Back in Alamance County on Saturday, what was billed as a legacy march to the polls came to a screeching halt when police dispersed a crowd of demonstrators using pepper spray. After gathering around a Confederate monument to protest police brutality, the demonstrators had planned to march 2 blocks to the nearby early voting site. But local law enforcement suddenly declared the permitted rally an unlawful assembly. At a news conference Sunday, Graham Police Lieutenant Daniel Sisk said the group was entitled to gather at the monument, but not block traffic by marching down the street to the polls.
We never directly sprayed anyone in the face. It was all directed towards the ground in an effort to disperse the crowd.
Governor Roy Cooper issued a statement late Saturday calling the incident unacceptable and said voter intimidation in any form cannot be tolerated. So a relatively peaceful early voting period in North Carolina came to a jarring end just before Election Day. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.